Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. This is Melissa Red Pill the World with the Freedom Force Battalion and my wonderful team, Melly. Hey, girls. Hey, Colleen. Tiffany, Debbie, and Tess. We're going to do end time study number 19. I hope you guys have been following along. We're getting to the bowls today. I've talked a little bit about this on my videos, but I think you're gonna have a really great time understanding this. More, it's a pretty complicated passage, but it's going to make sense just like that always does. If you're new to this, I'll show you all when we jump online. I'm going to show you where you can watch them from the beginning to put together the book of Revelation. And who's got their book? I've got mine right here. I've got mine right here in a pile. End times and the 1,000 years of peace. This is the book that decodes the book of Revelation, and it is so we're working on the study guide for this. It's very good news. It's end times for them. And what is it, girls? A
1,000 years of peace
thousand years
promised for us.
for us. Yay. All right, let's get started. Okay, before we start, before I even jump in there, we're gonna pray. All right, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, that you have helped us to understand this. We are so thankful to be awake. Thank you for tapping us on the shoulder, whispering in our ears, awakening us so that we could be a part of what you're doing. What an honor, what a blessing. Thank you for our Freedom Force Battalion. Thank you that you've brought us together. And Lord, we know that you've given us this charge, this mandate, this assignment to help everyone understand the wonderful news of the kingdom. You told us to tell the good news of the kingdom. So today, as we study chapter 19 of the end time study guide, we ask that you would help us to really understand clearly what these bowls are talking about. And this is a great promise that you have given to us, and that we've prayed, and you will answer, and you will deliver us from our enemies, as you said in your word, to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But before that, you said, deliver us from evil, and you will. We trust you that you will. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's do it. Share the screen. Let's do it. Let's do it. Here we go. This is my website, you guys, freedomforce.live. If you go right here, you will see all the social media and various links. But right here, the video playlist categories is where you will see the small group study. The small group study, we've done 18, and today we're going on 19. Actually, I did the Revelation star signs already too, so you can check out that one too. But yeah, so this is plenty to keep you busy, and it will help you to congeal in your mind the wonderful truth about end times. The Lord is delivering us from our enemies. Don't forget to hit the like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to always do that. That helps. It really helps everyone to see this. It helps the truth to get out there. This is our mandate from the Lord. Here we are. This is number 19, end time study number 19. It's called The storm, the storm. All right. And it is quite the storm when the Lord pours all this out on them. And it's actually already happening. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. This is all from Revelation chapter 16. All right. All right. I'm going to go in order, starting with Colleen. Do number one for us, please, ma'am.
Okay, who do you think the great voice out of the temple was who sent the seven angels to pour out the bowls of God's wrath? And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your way and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.
A great voice. It's what do you guys think? Who is this great voice out of the temple? It doesn't so much matter, but
Yeah,
what do you have? Do anybody have
I
any
thought
ideas?
Jesus
I
maybe.
think, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What do you think, girls? Who, Debbie? Who?
Yeah, that's
It
what I
could
had
be
was
God
Jesus.
himself. It could
I
be
pray God
Michael.
in.
It could be, yeah, it's a great voice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out there just to say, you know, who could this be? All right. So we don't know, and it's bottom line, this is going to happen. This voice is coming out of the temple, and we can be rest assured that these vials of wrath of God will be poured upon the earth. Now, there is a teaching, very quick before we go on. There's a teaching out there that God is just here to blast the earth, and he's angry with everybody, and he's going to indiscriminately destroy humanity. That is not the truth. That is not the truth. You look at our Lord Jesus on the cross, you know he is not angry and destroying the world indiscriminately. That's not what it is. He is out to destroy those who are destroying the earth, who are causing, who are working on behalf of the demons. Okay, that's who he's coming to destroy. If you don't work for demons, you're not in, you're not on the naughty list. So don't be afraid. Just know that he's coming to save us. Just like the, you know, the cavalry, you know, coming to save the day, save our, his beautiful people. All right. So now, Tammy, go on to the next one, please.
Okay. Remember from the previous lessons, I'm sorry, I have a dog.
We can't hear it. We can't hear it. Start up here, the next section.
Okay. My parents just arrived.
Okay. Okay.
Remember from previous lessons, who are the ones who took the evil mark of the beast who are inflicted with the bowls of God's wrath? And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image.
All right. Before we go on to that real quick, I'm going to read this one little section right here, right here. And Tammy, if you need to go take care of them, then don't worry. We'll wait for you. So it says the next section deals with the wrath and judgment of God that is inflicted on the new world order evildoers. Very important that you understand that before we jump in here, we go into all these different bowls of this, all this wrath and why is this coming down? Remember who it's coming down on, the new world order evildoers, those who've literally taken in demons to do their will to destroy the earth, to put out pandemics intentionally, knowingly, who are fomenting war after war after war intentionally, knowingly on behalf of demons, because the demons can't act and touch humanity. They only can work through these people. All right. There might be several correct answers to the symbolism for each bowl. Our main focus is to remember that the wicked will receive signs of impending judgment and then judgment upon judgment. And most of them will still refuse to repent no matter what. And the problem is when someone has taken in demons, they're bound. That's the strong man. But of course, our Lord Jesus is the stronger man and he can deliver. Amen. He can deliver. All right. But many of these people just refuse to repent. So, all right. So the first one, this first vial, and this is the King James. It talks about a vial. Think of a vial. You don't normally think of a vial as a tube or whatever. Think of a vial as a bowl. Okay, think of this big bowl. And so he's pouring out this bowl, and there was a grievous sore upon those who had the mark of the beast. Again, this mark of pure evil. We've talked about that in previous chapters. This mark is those who've taken in demons. They've cast out the Holy Spirit, and they've taken in demonic spirits. So what do you guys think is that first bowl? Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the question. Who are the ones who took the mark?
Yes, we pretty much answer that when you're talking the section. Yes. I think I put those that worship Satan and reject God.
Yes.
Taking the mark of the beast.
Yes. And that they are working on behalf of the demons. Exactly. The demons are working through them. Just like the Holy Spirit works through us, the demonic spirits work through them. All right. So now three. Go ahead, Tammy, read that one real quick.
Again, what do you think the noisome and grievous sore might be?
All right. Now, what do you think, girls? What do you think it might be?
I think we started seeing people who are no longer getting the chrome, as you called it in the book, how they're getting, I think they call it kubru or something like that. They're shaking. They're aging really quick. They're just deteriorating. So that could be.
Right. Because, right. Yeah, I think you're right. Yep, I think you're right. And it's especially if those who have done some of these evil satanic sacrifices, you know, then this is you know, some of the things that they put in their bodies. It's our bodies were never created to basically be cannibals.
You know, I was thinking of something. It might not be necessarily like a health type of sore, but might be more like a brain sore. I see these folks that are completely oblivious to truth. they believe what they're saying, it seems to me, and they're completely depraved and confused and deceived. And I'm wondering if God has allowed this loathsome and grievous thing to happen in their brain, where they can't think, they can't see what truth is.
Right. So, and I think all the above, I think they are, yeah, they're, and whether it's a physical or a mental malady, I think where we're headed with all these bowls is that they realize that judgment is falling. Mm. It's like one shoe drops and then the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. And it's like, okay, I don't know how to say this exactly, but let's just say you're a kid and you get a timeout, and then that doesn't work. So then you have to get a swat on the hand, and then you get, have to get a spanking, whatever. I'm just saying they have to take it up several notches because you're not, the child is not listening. Okay. Mm-hmm. So think about it kind of that way. And they start to realize judgment is falling. It's like they've gotten a big slap in the face, a big spanking, whatever that they're like, oh no, wait, we've been running everything for all this time. Now, all of a sudden we're, this is a shocker to us that people are not believing us anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing that ticks them off, even mm-hmm. probably more than having some malady, physical or mental malady, is, wait, we're not, they're not allowing us to run stuff anymore. They're not believing us anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing, because I'm going to get a little farther ahead. But when you look at the last one, like the mm-hmm. next to the last one, it's talking about, the kings of the East, and they're basically, we're going to get there. But bottom line, they're mad because we're going to inherit the earth. Mm-hmm. And they won't. Mm-hmm. And so everything's being, that they built up, mm-hmm. that they thought was a sure thing, that they would run the world and they could get away with crimes with impunity and never help pay the consequences. They're realizing that's not going to happen. That's the judgment. And they're also brought before a public shame. The people that we used to support and respect, all of a sudden we're like, you're not only are you not someone who's respectable, you're horrible. And so now mm-hmm. they're like, oh no, there's, mm-hmm. How could this be? And they're so prideful. It's a grievous and noisome sore. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I kind of think that's really the issue. The main.
Yeah, they're so used to winning and now they're starting to lose.
Thank you.
Cannot accept that. It's like, exactly. No way.
Yes. Perfect way to say it. Perfect way to say it. All right, Deb, do number four for us.
What could it mean that every living soul in the sea died? The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. That's from Revelation 16:3. And you talk about in the book, that when you see the word sea, that's really the sea of humanity. It's about the people, nation groups.
Yes.
And that this second angel poured out his vial on the sea. But remember, not us, but on those, the evil doers that have taken the mark or have, gone in league with the demons.
Yes.
But it's saying that these things are going to be like a dead man.
Yes.
And when I began to think about what we're having dying right now, because we have this debt clock, and we also have threats of banking failures, threats of internet failures, electricity failures, food failures. Everything they're trying to scare us into thinking that everything's going to be gone and we're going to be sitting here pitiful and sad.
Right. Right. Hungry.
And hungry. And, and I get hangry. So, So I'm wondering if it's something about that. Business failures. I was watching something on the news the other day, not the real news, but the good news. And it was talking about how they had lost all of their businesses due to these things in COVID, how they had all these mandates and they lost their business. So I'm thinking it's just the things that we need to live are becoming hard to get. They're scarce.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And again, but again, it's not, like you said, it's not on us, it's on them. So let's always focus the, like you were saying, let's focus our attention on them. So in that sense, if they are saying, okay, you know, the all of humanity is maybe looking at them as that it's not just a few people, but it's like the sea of humanity. They're all like, you guys are dead. Mm. You guys are horrible. So I don't know.
It take away the hope. I was thinking that it was maybe something about taking away the hope of living and being able to prosper and have the American dream and have the things that we need to live, that it's threatening us. We're all going to die.
Right. Well, and they are doing that. That they are trying to scare us about that. But if our focus is on how is this affecting the new world order, how is this bowl being poured out on them? So, I think think about that. What do you think, girls? That as far as the way that this is affecting the new world order.
Corporations that are evil will be disbanded. Literally. Yes, people that have been getting their money off of us will no longer receive money, no longer be rich, no longer have things that right. They've taken for us.
Yes. So yes.
Whatever, it's like when a person dies, what they leave will come to us.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Their assets are being taken.
Say it again, Tess.
I said their assets were being taken.
Yes.
And not,
yeah.
And they're taken from them and given back to God's people.
Right. Did y'all see my video yesterday when I talked about all the seized assets? 2,600 pages of seized assets.
Is that what it's up to now? Me and my husband was talking about the other day, and I was like, I don't even know how many pages it is now.
It's 2,662 pages as of here, August. Wow. It was 13th yesterday I did that video and showed that. Yeah. So, yeah. That's a very interesting way to look at it. I said this in the book. They've lived extravagantly while the rest of humanity suffered. Now all their ill-gotten gains are being seized and the monopolies are being broken up, draining their finances. Every living soul died likely means every last business venture went bust and their business was dead. So everything that they, you know, the business may continue, but they don't have the asset.
Right.
So, yeah. Bottom line, let's just keep focusing on how it's affecting them. Okay. And it's hard to rethink this because, you know, we've just been so, every time you look at it, you're thinking, oh, well, this is affecting us, but it's really the point is that the judgment is falling on them. And boy, those seizing assets, they're feeling it. They're feeling it. And that's one of the main reasons that they keep going and printing more money. So, and they keep trying to find, you know, hide things, you know, to take more money, but then it keeps getting another, you know, grand jury and more seized, but they're just buying time by stealing more of the money. All right. Now, Tess, go ahead with where it says, always remember.
Always remember the Lord is rescuing humanity and bringing judgment on the demon worshipers.
Okay. Yeah. So that's just, it's really to reset our thinking on how to understand this chapter. Cause it's a totally different way of thinking from the way we have in the past. Okay, question number 5.
What could it mean that rivers and fountains of water became blood? And the third angel poured out its vial upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood. Revelation 16:4.
All right. I did kind of, you know, good. This is all in the book. And I've kind of opened the page so I can read a little short section of what I read. But what do you guys think? Had you had a chance to look at that?
Well, in the book, you reference that rivers could represent pleasure and fountains could represent like satisfaction and refreshment.
Yes.
So when you start taking away all their pleasures and their refreshments and their joys and the things that satisfy them, you know, think about when have they taken all that away from us and how it made us feel, because they've done that to us quite a bit, especially during the whole COVID thing. You know, they try to take away everything from us.
Right.
So now you think about that's happening to them.
Right.
How they're going to feel when all that's gone from them.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. All throughout God's word, it talks about fountains is, you know, about joy. Exactly. So what has been bringing them, quote, pleasure and joy? Think of something really disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
What would bring a demon joy? To be a tyrant, right? To harm. I mean, think of what demons, what did they get gleeful pleasure out of? Trying to destroy something precious, a child, okay?
Yeah.
And that's being taken away from them.
I was thinking of that they're going to have a constant thirst that can never be quenched. And that they're never going to have joy or peace. They're constantly in the agony of judgment. We know they're fleeing. They're selling their homes. Like they know they're on the run. And they know, I mean, their time is short. And they can't get what they need.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. So these bowls, don't think of it. And y'all are exactly, I think, right on track. It's not something that's happening one and consecutively. These kind of happen all together, right? It's just one judgment upon another judgment upon another judgment. Is their assets being seized, their pleasures being taken, their status being taken? All these things are happening to them. Okay. This making sense? All right. So back to Colleen, number six.
I love how the writer of Revelation stops again and again to praise the Lord for bringing judgment on the evil doers and for rescuing humanity. Why do the angels and all of humanity concur that God's judgment is just? Verse 5, and I heard the angel of the water say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which was and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. Oh, thank you for making it bigger.
Okay, sorry about that. Sorry.
They have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's in, you know, when I was doing that summary, that outline, it's just like every now and again, the writer of Revelation just has to stop and praise the Lord. He's like, thank you, Lord, that you're delivering us from our enemies. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to put a stop to this evil on the earth. And he just, we feel the same way. It, you know, all the things that we experience on a daily basis, it's just so frustrating. I'm so thankful that we understand the Lord is delivering us from our enemies through all this tribulation, through all this mayhem that's going on in the world. The Lord, we know, is using this to deliver us, right? And just imagine, and a lot of people don't know this. That's why I'm so appreciative of you guys, that you share the books, you share the videos, you share my site so people can see this wonderful truth. But even if they don't understand it, they know that President Trump is going to make America great again. In that picture, and really extending to the entire world. So they see that, you know, but for us, the wonderful thing is this is the Lord rescuing us. And it just, doesn't that comfort you?
Yes.
Oh, can you imagine if we didn't know that? I'm just so thankful to know that. And people are like, oh, Melly's always so happy. I'm like, I am. And I'm glad I'm happy, because I'm not sucked into the fear machine. I'm so thankful to know that this is what's going on, the big picture. I'm so thankful that 17 talked about this on the board, saying this is biblical, you know, and saying, he said many times this is biblical. He says many other things than that. It's like, so it really keeps us from, you know, losing hope for sure. And
well, and I think too, you know, because it says that us who know the truth will have to be there to help some of those, because they are going to be panicking and fearful and, you know, freaking out. And we have to be there to comfort them and to help them and help them understand what's happening.
Amen. Amen. So we really need to be ready and have a good answer for the hope that lies in us, right?
Right.
I love where it says, thou art righteous, O Lord, who art and was and shall be, because you have judged thus. You know, doesn't it just, what gets you more aggravated than a judge who comes down with some cockamamie ruling that's totally unfair? And he's supposed to be the judge, and he comes out with something that's unjust. Thank you, Lord, that you're not like that. Praise the Lord. He's not like
Amen.
That. Praise the Lord. That's what he's saying in this verse. So the question was, why do the angels and all of humanity concur, agree that God's judgment is just from this passage? It's in mostly verse 6.
What they have done to others, they are going to be judged according with this. The blood they've shed, the blood is on them.
Amen.
And they're going to reap what they have sown.
Amen. Amen. Right. It's going to happen. Sure as the world, sure as the Lord is in heaven, it's going to happen. And it is happening. We're seeing it happen. Actually, Tucker was on yesterday talking with someone. He says, and he doesn't tout himself as a Bible scholar. He says he's a believer, and you know, but he doesn't tout himself as a Bible scholar. And he said, isn't it amazing that the very thing that the Bible says, the last shall be first, and that the, you know, the meek will inherit the earth, you know, that's really happening. And he, yeah, so that's pretty cool. And I appreciate him using his platform to say that. Really do. Yeah, they've shed all this blood. Listen to this word. It says he's given them blood to drink. Isn't that picturesque?
Yeah. Well, do you think because they didn't take the blood of Jesus, that maybe he's forcing it on them? Because, we receive the blood because we are given it because of salvation. But he said, you'll take it.
Right. Well, that's a very interesting thing to think about. You know, I didn't think about it. You know, we do, in the communion, we take the blood and the body of Christ. And what does that mean? Is that he is our sustenance.
Right.
He is our forgiveness so that we stand blameless. He is the one who gives us the strength to do, you know, to be these conquerors, to take ownership and reign in this earth, and to be victorious. So yeah, giving them blood to drink, the picture that it brings up for me is of judgment, of that they're the shame of death and the death. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just, I mean, it's appointed to all men to die. Everyone's going to die, but they are dying a shameful, scornful death. And for eternity, they will be under this blood death of judgment. So they're having to drink that punishment down. You know, when you think of them pouring out these bowls, you think of them, this being poured on them as a sign of judgment. Mm-hmm.
They're probably gonna choke to death on it.
That's it, right.
It's true.
They are worthy, as it says in verse 6. Yes, even so, Lord, true and righteous are your judgments. We will all say, when people realize that they did this on purpose, all these things on purpose, they caused all these wars on purpose, cancer on purpose, autism on purpose, pandemics on purpose, intentionally by working with demons, and they watched as we've suffered financially and drugs and all these things that we've suffered and the mental illness, all these things we've suffered. And they did this on purpose and watched as they knew what the cures were there, that they could stop all this, and they kept going and kept going and kept going. And all of humanity, as it says, angels and humanity will concur that God's judgment is just. Amen. It is. It is. Yeah. And they won't repent. This is what's so shocking, is that bowl after bowl after bowl, and they still refuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we talked about, with the giving them blood to drink. 16:6. All right. Now, number eight, I think, Tammy, it's you're up, right? You're the batter up?
Yes, yes. The fourth angel poured out God's wrath on the scorching sun. What could that symbolize? And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men in fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which have power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory.
Right.
So no relief.
Right. Right. That's what I really boiled down to in the book. Anybody
I wrote scorching misery, unrelenting heat constantly on them, watching their every movement. The light is on them constantly, revealing everything they're doing. They're in constant fear of exposure, like the sun melts things away.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Yeah. And searing heat that you can. I'll tell you one thing. Houston is hot. where is some shade? And you're like, give me some relief here. And it's funny, you just get into some shade and you're better, but you can't even get out of it. And we actually went on a, my mom and Papa George took me to Cabo San Lucas on a free trip. Thank you, Grandmother and Papa George. It was so fun, but oh my goodness, that is the hottest place on earth. And we went in July of all times, right, Tess? Tess goes all the time.
Go in January.
Gotta go in January. Oh my gosh, it was like you felt your arm like sizzling in the sun. And so, yeah, it was dangerous heat. But yeah, so it's that scorching. If you've been in heat like that, you know, you just, but they can't get relief. And so every day we are exposed, like, oh my goodness, this whole thing. Here we are, you guys, if you're listening to this later, this is the week, August in 2024, when Elon and President Trump had this amazing Twitter spaces, X spaces, whatever you call it, and 1 billion people watched within the first day.
Isn't that just like amazing? Like, it's just crazy to think about. 1 billion.
It is outrageous. But they're and they tried so hard. Who you think did the DDoS attack? Was of course the CIA. And so here you go. They have all this, they're just blasting out the truth. Oh my goodness, they were so mad. The criminals are so mad.
The fake news trying to tell everybody, don't listen to it, don't watch this, you know.
Right.
It's gonna be bad.
And right. And oh, and they went on, oh, President Trump has a lisp, and oh, I think they're saying that Elon's a racist. I mean, they're just so mad because this scorching heat of truth, it's just blasting them away. You know,
and it's suffocating them.
It is. And imagine if you're like one of these criminals, you know, we're listening to it. And we're like, yeah, this all makes sense. He's a creep and he's a creep. But imagine if you're the creep and all this is being directed at you. It's just
fear.
Blazing.
Fear, fear, fear.
And, right. And they just, there's nowhere to hide because they, you know, they for all these years, everyone thought they were so terrific. And now we're like, not so much, not at all. All right.
Well, now you think too, like they don't think the truth is getting out to very many people. You know, they think that the truthers are a small majority. And then when they see 1 billion people.
Thank you.
Listen to this. They're right. Just like, holy crap.
Right. That's yes. That tells you a lot. Then people tuning in. I think there was something at the same time Kamala was doing, it had 565 people. Awesome.
I love it.
I love it too. All right. I think Debbie, are you number 9? Are you ready for the next one?
I think that's me. Okay. The fifth angel poured out God's wrath on the beast's seat, and his kingdom was full of darkness. Okay. And we were talking about how the demon worshipers respond to God's judgment falling on them. And of course they're angry. And we just talked about that, how they're doing everything, pulling out all the stops to try to be fear mongering and all of the, things. But when we think about the kingdom was full of darkness, I saw some really dark things recently, you know, things that are just, he's pulling the curtain on them though. Now they have tried to hide in darkness. Our daddy used to say, nothing happened good happens after 11 p.m. Remember him telling that?
Right.
He said the thief or the bad guy, the murderer, the person waits till darkness to hide themselves from light, from truth, and from good. And he said, don't get yourself in there and put yourself in that place.
Right.
And so he's saying that it's full of darkness. He's gonna finally put them where they wanted to be, and try to hide, but they can't hide from him. And it says they blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. And they're just thumbing their noses at God, and they're just trying to say, "We're gonna do what we're gonna do. We're not gonna follow your truth." And he's gonna slap them down. Amen. I mean, did they repent? No. They were prideful and deceived, thinking that they could make their own choice to do their own evil. And they've called things that were not true, truth, and expected us to listen to them.
Right.
And God's going to slap it down. He says, no, that is not happening.
Right.
I'm going to bring to light your evil deeds. And he's not going to allow it. He's not going to allow it.
Amen. And it's happening. It's happening as we speak. It's exactly. Right. And so they are, I think there's also a darkness of that they don't know which way to go. They don't know what to do. They are just
in power.
They're just, yeah. And they've tried this, they've tried that. I mean, just look at this whole ridiculousness of what's happening with Biden. They've done a coup on their own guy that the 2 weeks before were saying he was sharp as a tack. And then he was so great. And now they're putting in Kamala, who is hated even more than Biden. I mean,
they're the worst vice president in history. But oh, now she's so wonderful.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. The picture on Time magazine and everything. And everyone can't even stand to work for her. But yeah, so they really don't know what to do. And this wrath is on the seat. What do you think about it means by the seat, the beast's seat?
Losing power.
Yep.
No power.
It's that power.
Right on him.
Yep.
Yeah.
The seat is their authority. Mm-hmm. Their authority is being removed. That ticks them off. It ticks them off.
And now, their lies are just so laughable to people who have, the least bit of common sense, because I just can't even imagine these people that still believe these lies when they're just so ridiculous, but yet there are those that still follow.
Right.
They're just
right.
So wrapped up in it.
They're
being all exposed, and now they have to just lie with stupidity because they can't do anything else.
Exactly. As I was saying yesterday, when you are trying, President Trump was talking to Elon about, that Kamala is not very smart. She couldn't have this long conversation. Well, it's because there's so many, it's not easy to cover up all the lies and to talk in such a way that doesn't, people realize that this doesn't hold water. This is not according to the Constitution. You can't do this. So she's in a difficult spot. When you're just speaking the truth, it's easy. It's not complicated. So, but they've always been able to get away with it. Because basically I think that they kept, one of the biggest ways they kept us, from fighting them was because we're like, okay, well, that's what the Democrats are doing that. But next time the Republicans will win, or they don't like what the Republicans are doing. Next time the Democrats will win. They had us back and forth, and we didn't realize that they were all this uniparty working against.
Yeah, they're all on the same team,
right?
So it didn't matter which one of them won.
Right.
They didn't have to cheat back then in elections because it didn't matter. They're all part of the same team,
and then
we just didn't realize it.
But the whole world can see it with all of this. I mean, the Olympics is a good example of everybody seeing. All around the world, all of the blasphemy and the evil. It was so, it reminds me, when they say every knee will bow and every tongue confess and every eye will see, the whole world saw that.
Amen. You're right. Very good point.
And they called it out, said that is wrong.
Exactly. And the whole world, exactly. Whatever religion they are, they can see it. Everybody can see that that was evil, what they were doing. Yeah. So they clearly don't know what to do, because they're thinking that they need to double down on their demonic efforts, because that's where they feel like they get their power. But it's just exposing. They're just exposing themselves. All right. So I was going to, before we go on, I wanted to kind of refresh super quick what we just talked about. So we've got all these sores. I think the first one is just the first sign of judgment, that they're getting this first bowl that says, uh-oh, we're not winning anymore. Okay. And then the second one is this worldwide, likely just this this worldwide removal of their assets, their businesses, all this. There, as we talked about this, this vial poured out on this as a dead man, every living soul died in the sea. So that's their commerce. And then we talked about that, how the Lord is righteous in that he is doing this. Then we talked about the searing sun on them, that they are, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Everyone is realizing who they are and what they've been doing. And then we've got the one here that they continually don't repent. All right. So it's just more of the same of them being removed from power, the seat of power. That's the one in the fifth one, the seat of power being removed, and they're just don't know which way to turn. I think they, in the past, one of the quick things before we go on to the next, is that they've always been able to use their secret discussions in like the military intelligence, the intel agencies have been able to talk amongst themselves and make all these plans. But now they realize they can't anymore, because we have access to it. Trump has access to it. That's one of the things about Admiral Rogers. He's one of the greatest heroes of all of history, because he let them see the back door where they were communicating in the NSA. So they no longer can do that, because we see all that. And so they're not able to communicate effectively with each other. So anyway, so this is all the things that they were using to confuse us, deceive us, destroy us. It's all being taken away. So they aren't able to do it anymore. All right. And Debbie, you already did, I think, number 10 about that they didn't repent of their evil deeds. They just double down.
I put all that together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Why not? I don't know that you really talked about this, though. Why not, everybody? What do you think? Why are they not repenting? I mean, it seem so reasonable. You're like, okay, I'm sorry. Turn state's evidence. I give up. I don't want to have any more judgment on me.
I think that Satan still has them so convinced that he will win, and this, that they are invincible and he's invincible. So just stick with me. We're going to win this in the end.
Right.
They're just that deceived.
Right. Right. That's what it is. Those who are deceived, who took the mark of the beast. Very good. This is in 14. I meant to show this a little earlier, but it talks about these who've taken the mark of the beast. I think I'm in the way a little bit. Okay. Anyone who worships the beast and his statue. Let's see. There's a passage here. Who accepts his mark on the forehead or on the hand must drink the wine of God's anger. It's been poured full strength into the cup of wrath, and they'll be tormented with fire and burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, and they will have no relief day or night, for they have worshipped the beast and his statue and have accepted the mark of his name. So clearly, those who take this mark, as we've said many times today, is that they've literally taken in demons, and that they have chosen to knowingly work with demons to destroy the earth. But there's a passage, several other passages, where it talks about the taking the mark, is they're deceived in. And that's exactly what you were saying, Tess. They are tricked into, the demons promised them all these things and they believed it. So they joined in, and then they can't get out.
Do you remember in the Old Testament, you know, Pharaoh's heart was hardened no matter what. And it's like, isn't there a verse, something like God gives them over to their delusions?
Amen.
So like God hardened his heart.
Depravity.
Given over. So right. His heart was hardened, and it wasn't. He was given over to his delusions.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it says in another place, it says that repentance is a gift of God.
Yeah.
It's a gift. For you to be able to turn to God is a gift. You are, I'm talking to all of my Freedom Force Battalion. if you are walking in faith with the Lord and obedience with the Lord, it's not because you're better than someone else or smarter than someone else. It's that you've received this gift of repentance. It's a huge gift to say, Lord, I turn from my sin. I turn from my hard-heartedness and my self-will, and I'm going to give my life to you, and I will, you know, be your willing, happy servant, whatever it is. And so whatever your plan is for me. And so these people just can't do it. They cannot humble themselves before the Lord to obey him. It's a, you know, who was it that kicked against the goads? Was it Paul, Saul, when he was Saul? It's hard to kick against the goads. That's like where the Lord is trying to direct and say, okay, go this way. And the little ox who's got the yoke on him, he's like kicking this little thing and it's sharp. He's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to plow this field. And he's kicking. And he says, it's hurts your foot, doesn't it? Hurts your little hoof, you know, but ultimately we have said, okay, Lord, uncle, I surrender. I give my life to you. I will obey you. I will follow you. These people can't do that. They just can't do it. And the big problem is because demons are within them that won't let them. And they just keep them deceived, like Tess was saying.
That was Romans chapter 1, yes. Verse 28. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they could not do what they ought to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he said, you've rejected me enough. I'm just going to let you go to your own depravity.
Fine. Here. Take it.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's an awful thing. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Yes. Also, it says, I think that sometimes it's that tough love sometimes does awaken someone. Sometimes it shakes them into reality. When they get so low, they'll wake up because all the badgering in the world, it won't necessarily work. If someone's really been so prideful, and I think that's the issue. The pride is the thing that's going to get them. Mm-hmm. You know, and there, some have repented, but most have not. And I think the biggest thing is the pride, because of they think they've got it all going on because they're in this club, and you know they're following Satan, and Satan rules the world. And to be honest, Satan has run.
He has.
But now
pride comes before the fall.
Yep. It says in Revelation 11, it says, "We praise you, O Lord, because you have now come to rule, come to reign. You finally come to reign." He's finally taken that kingdom and like the hallelujah chorus, the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. So finally he's taking that rule, even though he was born a king, he was waiting on his kingdom to come, his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, truly fulfilled in the kingdom. All right. Number 12, Miss Tess.
The sixth angel poured his bowl out on Euphrates, and the water was dried up that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
Yes.
Revelation 16:12.
Yes. So the question is on number 12.
Who do you think the kings of the east are?
What do y'all think? This one is a very odd one. We always sing it. Go ahead, Tammy.
I kind of probably took a little thing, but it used to be the wise men, and that is noted in your book. And so, you know, what are the wise men today? Who are all the wise people, the good leaders, the awakened people? Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of where I went.
Yep, because they came from the Euphrates, mm-hmm. the wise men. We three kings of Orient are right. They come from the east. So they came from the Euphrates, basically where Daniel had told them to watch for this sign of the Bethlehem star. And so they came all that way, and they sure as the world, they were right that Jesus was born, right? That way had been prepared for them. So now, like Tammy was saying, who are the kings now and king rulers? Mm. Who are going to be the rulers now?
We are going to rule with him.
Amen.
Really?
Amen. How about that? That
praise the Lord.
Them off the most. That makes them so mad. The New World Order is so mad about that. They're like, no, we don't want them to rule, because what's going to, first in order of business is to lock them up.
Right.
Lock them up. We're running this cow town now. How about that, Colleen? Oh, you got something else?
No, my son just walked in. So sorry. Okay. I'm going to mute for a second.
Right, exactly. Cool. That's good. Anyway, so I think that's what it's talking about. I really do. Because all these bowls that are being poured out on them tick them off to no end. Removing the respect, removing the financial, removing the power, removing the health, removing the wealth, removing their, basically their rulership. How about that? I think
we're being the ones being prepared for his second coming. We're to watch and to wait and to look and to help others and to talk about this and share till we're crazy.
Right. And to rule. Being prepared to run this place.
Yeah.
Because God always meant for us to run the earth and not to be governed over by all these evil people, you know? And so now our time is coming and they're so fearful. I mean, I've heard, you know, different mainstream media people say, well, Trump comes in, he says he's going to arrest us and we're going to go to jail. And, you know, they've actually said those words. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You are.
Those who've done the crime will do the time. Clearly, when we talk about those seized assets, they know they've had grand juries on these people. The assets have been seized. They know that. And that's just the beginning of it, because there's criminal as indictments too.
Yeah.
And they know. At this point, we have not yet, he hasn't done the arrests. I talked about yesterday when I think that potentially could happen. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see. You know, because little Jamie Raskin was talking about how a January 6th, well, they won't certify the election. They'll say, you know, they won't allow, even if President Trump wins, they won't certify it. And that they'll bring out the National Guard to quell any riots. Well, what if that National Guard, which we've been told about on 17, what if that is boomerangs and it's arresting them?
Right.
And arresting us. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know all the plans. I just am trying to piece it together just like everybody else. All right. So
isn't it funny though that they, you know, they call us the election deniers and that, you know, a lot, but yet they're specifically saying right now that they're going to do that exact same thing.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like,
but
that, okay, so we're so bad for it, but yet, yeah, you're saying that's exactly what you're going to do.
Right. Well, it's like the father of lies. Their father is the father of lies. That's why they're so good at it. And we're like, that's a lie. And they're like, yeah. And so what? It's maddening. It's crazy. All right, so don't y'all think of all the bowls so far that one's the one that ticks them off the most?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The meek will inherit the earth. The meek, that's, again, going back to what Tucker was saying, just, you know, this is what's, isn't it shocking that that's exactly what's going to happen? You know, he'd been living in this bubble of D.C. Now he's gotten out of the bubble. He realizes these people are fooling themselves, thinking that they're going to continue to be able to run this because the people are awake now. Very, very exciting. So one other thing I was going to bring up about that. Anyway, we'll see. I can't think of what it was. I'll think about it here in a minute. All right. Number 13, Colleen.
What is the way of the kings they are preparing?
Okay. We already talked about that. Yeah. We talked about that. The way to rule and reign. Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. Gotta say one more thing that I just showed yesterday about these wonderful police. I'm sorry. Was it NSA? Who was it? Police officers, NSA, intelligence people. Anyway, they were whistleblowers, whatever they were doing,
yeah.
They were whistleblowers, and they had lost these positions, maybe as police officers, their guns were taken from them, their whole, you know, and so they've been, you know, pushed down and talked bad about, and so many whistleblowers, I think that
everything taken from them.
Everything. And so I think that they are going to be the ones who are lifted up into these positions of authority because they have proven themselves to be honorable and who will do the right thing no matter what. So if you have, if that's happened to you, and probably 100% of you guys, that's happened to you in one way or the other, just remember that that's, you've proven yourself that you're going to do the right thing no matter what because you honor the Lord. And he says, that's exactly what I wanted to see, that you will do the right thing in whatever situation, right? You're going to tell the truth. You're going to stand up for the children. You're going to, whatever it is that I've put this before you, you're going to do that. And so you are, you've proven yourself to be someone that I can rely on to be in this position of authority. That's what about, that's really about the Omer, that we're the first fruits. He's chosen us to do this so he can raise us up into these positions. All right, so now do me this one, number Colleen, 14.
In response to God's wrath being poured out of these vile creatures, even more evil comes pouring out of them. In concert, they spew their evil vitriol against the Lord. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Before we even go into the symbolism. So why is this, all this evil spewing out of them?
Their time is short.
Yeah, but also what has just happened? All these bowls.
Oh.
Right? They're big mad. Big mad. And the more that they get exposed, the more that they lose their stuff, the more that all this happens, they just were like, straight from the pits of hell, right?
Yeah.
And the lies, like that Tess was talking about, it's just ridiculous. And then all this unclean, just vile venom comes out of their mouths. It just
explodes. Word vomit. Word vomit after word vomit.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So Colleen, keep going on that reminder.
Reminder, what groups do these symbols represent? And then you listed those three.
Okay, so dragon.
Don't ask me.
Satan.
I put something out. I had put that they represent, all of them represent fake news and the lies that we hear from in all directions. They're all in lockstep. Media, politicians, you know, sports figures, the Olympics, you know. So I didn't.
And you looked at it more in the practical, where we see it on our level, because we don't see the devil. I'm thinking of the dragon as the devil. And the beast is the New World Order cabal. And the false prophet is those who work to lie, whether it's
all those things you just said. I mean, you know, even doctors and the people that, you know, don't give us the cures and things that they know are there to do.
Knowingly. The knowingly, So it's wrong.
Hollywood, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And all those who are joining in league to stop, to make everybody follow the beast, and so that they can, you know, rule the world. So anyway, I do think that the dragon is, the reason I say dragon is Satan is because it says, where it is in Revelation 20, I think it says that then the Lord took the devil, that old dragon, he identifies Satan as the old dragon. So that's why I was saying the dragon there. So. But bottom line, it does eventually, these filth comes pouring out of the ones you're talking about, Colleen. All right. So as they're directed to do. All right. Number 15, Tammy.
And why does Revelation 16:13 particularly make the demon worshipers so angry?
Okay. 16:13. Okay.
Their time is short. They're losing all their authority, their power. It is not working out like they wanted
their
to.
Lives anymore.
Yeah.
And not working. Yeah. All their evil schemes are not working anymore.
Right. Amen. And that they know their judgment is going to fall. They're fixing to be put, you know, locked up. And to be honest, worse than being locked up and be about before an open shame. All right. 16, Deb.
What did the unclean spirits do? Verse 14, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle for that great day of God Almighty. I wrote down that they spew hatred as their last ditch effort to finally win. The more evil they're talking, it's the more desperate they are. And their desperation and their deception is so high, and they're getting ready for the final battle of good and evil, where
until,
we win.
And that they're locked up. Yeah. So, and go forth unto the kings of the earth. That's not talking about us. That's talking about the rulers, the one, all the, they join in league, all these people that they're saying, okay, you're, you know, part of this cabal, part of this, the puppets, really think of the puppets there. So yeah, exactly. So,
well, and I'm thinking these miracles they're performing are under the power of Satan, but they're also deceptions. They're spins. They're things that they make look like something else to try to get us to believe in them and follow them.
Right.
And
I agree.
We're not having it.
Exactly. Well, and a lot of people are still falling victim to that because they believe the fake news. And so, for example, here's a perfect example. You know, you've got this, all this talk about Hezbollah and Hamas and, you know, Iran's going to start a nuclear war and, you know, all this going on with in the Middle East with Israel. Well, they can say anything, but the fact is they were, oh, Iran's going to do this. And we've got to attack Iran because they haven't. You know, but they can control the Hezbollah, or at least they can say this on the news that Hezbollah did something, and who's going to dispute it? Mm-hmm. Because they put it out in the news, people believe it truly happened. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the fake news is the enemy of the people. They are the lying machine. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you just never know what end is up, what is true, that it's all this lies spewing out of their mouth. You don't know what of it is true. Mm-hmm. That's why I really just encourage people to, as much as possible, get their news from the ground, from the people. And then you know journalists. What's really happening. Say it again, Tess.
Citizen journalist.
Yeah. Get it
people
from them.
People who are really out there doing the work. Because none of the news people are journalists anymore. They're just paid propaganda actors and actresses.
They're
you
harlots.
Know that
they're
by when they. Yeah. And you know that when they post, you know, those videos of 500 different news stations all saying the exact same sentences.
Right.
And that happens all the time. So they don't journal anything. They don't investigate anything. They are just given a script. They read it and that's what they go by.
Like,
and so it's not news. And so people that believe it, you know, I'm just like, you know, these people are not news, right? You know, these are just, I mean, I tell people this all the time and they're just that deer in the headlight look, you know?
I know. And it's, but a lot of people are still believing them, and so yeah. It's complicated even for, you know, us who's been in this for several years. So there's also like these pictures that Kamala just came out with about her rallies, and it was clearly AI generated. Yeah. I mean, it was obviously, you know, AI generated. So that
and bad AI.
It's really bad AI. But how many times have they done it and then we fell for it? Or a war that we realize, or, you know, some kind of tragedy and the guy's standing in 2 feet of water. Oh, it's flooded here. You know, it's day. Yeah. It's that kind of thing where you're like, okay, that's the miracle, the working these miracles, this deception, like W was saying. It's this smoke and mirrors. It's always a magic show with them to mm-hmm. be able to move the narrative and turn the people this way or turn the people that way. She's been lying, you know, Kamala's been lying about all these people supporting her. And we're like, no, they don't. And the only way they can't get away with it is because of the citizen journalists, because of us sharing the truth. That's mm-hmm. how they can't get away with it anymore. But yeah, this is you're exactly right, Debbie. It's not a miracle. It's a deception. And yeah. So basically not to believe them anymore. Kind of like when Ezekiel, you know, I'm sorry, Elijah went up and they had the two altars, and that they had this fakey shaky one they couldn't do anymore because they couldn't go under there and light the fire for the altar. And then they have the one on the other side that the Lord lit on fire. And all of a sudden the people said, we can't believe the fake news anymore. There's going to be a moment in time where like, we're done believing anything that they say. I think we're really, really close to that point.
Oh.
All right. So number 17, Tess.
Where are the New World Order kings gathered to fight? Name the location and tell what that means symbolically.
Okay.
So Revelations 14. Did we read that one already? Yeah,
It doesn't even say the name of it in that passage, to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty.
So I think we're talking about like the Vatican, which is the financial part. Okay. And then you have London, which is like, I guess, more the religious.
Yeah.
Or do I have those backwards?
No, the financial.
The Vatican is the spiritual, because the Pope, the priest or whatever, and then London is the financial, and then DC would be
military.
Military part.
You took it in a different direction from what I was expecting.
No, did I?
Yeah, that was good though. Because your point is, we're not.
That's where their like headquarters, I guess you would say, would be. That's where they.
That's
all the evil people gather, and all three of those have got to be destroyed. They have got to come down.
Very good. I didn't think about that. Yeah, but that you're exactly right. So we're clearly not in a battlefield in the Middle East,
right?
The Megiddo Valley. You know, I remember when we were there. We were and then we were up on the top of this hill and we're looking out over this valley. They're like, that's the Megiddo Valley. That's where the Battle of Armageddon will be held. Well, it's not. Where is the battle happening right now, you guys?
And it's an information war. It's over the airwaves. It's
everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
It's on the internet.
It's not shooting bullets. It's truth bullets. It's the
deception. Mm-hmm. That's their magic bullet.
Right.
Deceiving everybody.
Right. So we are fighting every day with these truth bullets. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Whether it's on Truth Social or on X or on, wherever we can go, wherever we can find a spot to shout out the truth, emailing, texting, talking, mailing, a carrier pigeon, wherever we have to go. Right. So the location, and tell what that means symbolically. It means a spiritual war, digital battle. Okay. Number 18, Colleen.
How is our Lord like a thief? Specifically at this point, Jesus is asking this question at this climatic moment in history when evildoers will be cast out of earth. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
Amen. Amen. Got a lot of things to say about that. What are your thoughts, girls?
I put stealthy, clever. He's going to come when we don't expect it, or maybe we don't even know that it's him because he's so stealthy when somebody comes to steal. So
maybe he's already here and we just haven't seen him. We didn't understand what we were seeing. And it's there, but it's not been revealed to us in our minds.
That's a good point. That's good. So he says, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments. You know, keep your clothes on. In other words, keep your clothes on. You don't want to be naked and put to shame. So what does he mean? What would be the most shameful thing spiritually that could happen?
To not be on his side.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Yeah.
To
not be here, to not be worshiping him and watching for him and believing in his coming.
And to not be fighting on his side.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
Yeah. Right. That would be the biggest thing. If how shameful would it be? And there's a passage in, I want to say Zechariah 12, where they will realize that the one that they were not on his side, and they'll be in bitter tears. And just, I'm thankful that that's not us. I'm thankful that's not us. I'm so thankful that forever, you guys, forever we'll know that we were in this battle of Armageddon together and we were fighting hard to win this earth for the kingdom, for Christ and his kingdom to come on earth. And I would be sick. I don't know if I could ever just stop crying if I knew that I literally fought against the Lord in this battle of Armageddon. Unwittingly, there are people who are doing that unknowingly. They don't realize what they're doing. That would be awful. So let's just keep our lamps trimmed, you know, as the virgins, keep the Holy Spirit, you know, bursting in flames inside of our heart so that we hear from him clearly, so that we won't fall victim to that shame.
I was thinking about what Isaiah 61 says. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in robes of righteousness. And so the robes that we're having, the garments there, are ones that he has given us because of our salvation. And he's endowed us with this righteousness because we couldn't do it on our own.
Of course.
But I'm thinking keeping this garment, keeping our salvation, you know, intact and believing in him.
Yes. Amen. And also, yeah, so there's that. And that he's given us this robe of this ability to, the Holy Spirit to understand this understanding that we didn't have before, but now we do. So I'm very thankful. I would not want to that would be such a disappointment, you know, if this was over. And I think a lot of Christendom is in that boat. That's why I keep saying, make sure to like, share, and subscribe, everybody. Make sure that you share this information, share the book. Like I said, it's over here on Amazon, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This one right here, it's literally $2.99. You can send someone an email and, or send them the audiobook right here. There's an audiobook right here and they can listen to it and maybe they'll realize, hey, this is it. This is the battle of Armageddon. And I want to be in here fighting. And we're not escaping earth. We're going to fight to have his kingdom come on earth so that they don't have that disappointment later that they missed it. They entirely missed what the Lord was doing. All right. So I think you guys answered, how could our Lord Jesus return like a thief? I think you answered that. How does that square with every eye will see him and with he will descend from heaven with a shout? You know, those verses. Anybody write anything down for that? Uh-oh. What are you doing, Colleen?
Somebody's calling me. I'm trying to shut it off. Sorry.
I can't even hear it. We can't hear it.
Oh, okay, good.
Maybe because it was too loud. Sometimes if the phone is like too loud, it won't play. It won't come on the microphone. So does anybody have anything written down for number 20?
But when he comes, it will be known, and every eye will see him. Every eye will know, even though we just don't know the exact moment, the exact time, what we're watching for. We all kind of talked, you know, to some of those other points being, but if you just read it without thinking, it's like he's going to shout, "Here I am!"
And
I don't think that's what he's going to do.
Right.
The moment I've been praying for, that every person would understand, that no one would have to talk them into it or explain it to them, because it would be so evident that every person, and descending from heaven is that they would know he's directly from God, that he is God, that he is the force to be reckoned with, you know.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, and you, when he came the first time, look how many people hated. Yes. You know, and you know, there were 3 years of the struggle of he isn't, you know. So I know that everyone may know, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, well, I'm going to show y'all a picture. This was something I posted the other day. I imagine you guys have seen it, but just in case someone hasn't seen it, I'm going to pop it up here. This is not what I'm looking for right here. Okay, let me see if I can. I have too many things in my hands. Okay, come on, Melissa. Hang on real quick.
I know what you're talking about.
I know you already know. You saw it, right? Don't tell. All right. Come on, Melissa. There we go. I'm going to find it. I'm going to get it right here. Now, there you go. That's what I really, truly thought it was going to be back in the day. And it's, if you see this in the heavens, don't believe it, because this would be Operation Bluebeam. They really do have technology to, you've seen some light shows in the heavens that they can make look like a horse galloping across the heavens. They could make something look like it was Jesus coming from the clouds. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try to pull something like this because they have the technology to do it. So, but if that's what you see, that's not what it's going to be. It's more, it's deeper than that. It's bigger than that. It's him ruling this earth and every eye will see him. And this shout of triumph is really, I think, what the point is, right, girls? That's what I think. All right. So then, I guess who's the next one? Is it Tammy, are you up?
I think so. Okay, how should we watch for his return? What is the oil in our lamps? Where can we buy oil? See the story of the wise and foolish virgin in Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Do you want me to read all of that?
Yes, and before we read,
Okay.
for those of you who are not familiar with this passage, understand that this the oil in their lamp is the power of the Holy Spirit in your life to direct you to truth. Okay? It's the power of the Lord dwelling within us. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out, are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Amen. All right.
Be
Very good.
ready.
Yeah, exactly. And so that oil in the lamps is the as we're connected with the Lord and the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. And he on over on whatever topic you ask and you'll receive. How many times have I said that? You guys ask and you'll receive. He'll tell you for your health or for whatever it is that you need, you keep asking and you'll receive. So this is where we buy oil. We go to the Lord. And there are those who do not have the Holy Spirit. They have demonic spirits. And that's the ones at the end where he says that they'll be cast out, where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay. So this is a big problem for someone who doesn't. He says, I know you not, because they have demonic spirits in them. Okay. So, but the as we were saying here, I know how can we watch for his return? That's really what this point is about, is watching for his return is by really asking the Lord. Show me the truth. I want the truth, nothing but the truth. Right? So that's what we're after on
And
the
don't wait. And don't wait. Oh, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that. Get our lives right with God and repent from our sin and live our lives to glorify Him and
Yes.
things like that. So don't wait and put it off. Do it today.
Right. And so
We're not promised tomorrow.
right.
That's right.
And some of these people have their lamps had gone out. Maybe the light was in them when they were young, but they let the light go out. They got deceived and they stopped seeking and they stopped praying. They stopped reading his word. And for whatever reason, the deceitfulness of sin, as the Bible says, they let the lamp go out. This is a big
And I
problem.
know quite a few people that's that exact way.
Big, big problem. So, and they're like, I can't share my light with I could tell you, but you have to go to the Jesus to get the oil, to get salvation and to walk with him. Something we can't share. It's clearly from that passage. So have your lamps trimmed, have your light shining bright. As Debbie was saying, repent, because if sin is blocking the way, you're not going to hear the truth. That's the problem. All right. Number 22, Debbie.
How can we recognize our Lord? And I love this verse that you put
I
in
love
here from
it. Yes.
10:27.
Me too.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And we all know the story of the good shepherd. He is our good shepherd, and that we will know him. And no one will have to say, "Oh, that's Jesus." No, we will know him, and he will know us.
And we'll recognize, right, hear his voice.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. Very good. Like the people back in the day, you know. It was probably, you know, might have been a little easier because Jesus was, you know, making the lame to walk and the blind to see and all that. Okay, question 23, Tess.
Okay, how will some who are not walking or who are not watching walk naked and ashamed? See Zechariah 12, 10, 11 regarding the valley of Megiddo.
Megiddo.
I guess it depends on what language you speak.
Right. Yeah.
Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and see his shame. Revelation 16, 15.
Yes.
And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and he shall be bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And in that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of
Hadadrimmon
in the valley of Megiddon.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know whether there's an N on there, if there should be an N or not. I need to check that and make sure. Okay, I've always heard it Megiddo. But anyway.
Megiddo, yeah.
But there's great mourning. This is from when King Josiah died in the battle, and he had been a good king, and he had died in the battle, and they were so heartbroken, and they mourned terribly because they'd had so many bad kings, and now their one good king was dead, and they mourned as for an only son. So, you know, in a very similar way, how will some who are not watching walk naked and ashamed? It says there'll be, you know, he's going to pour out this spirit on all of these people, and they'll realize that they've pierced him, the one whom they pierced, right? And this is kind of, I think I've gotten this kind of out of order. I need to kind of resort this. But bottom line, you know, when someone has not, you know, imagine if you fought against the Lord in the Battle of Armageddon. That would be so heartbreaking, as I was saying just a little while ago. And this is the passage I was talking about from Zechariah 12. That would be just great mourning to realize that you had fought against him. Read the whole passage and you'll see Zechariah 12, that's what it's talking about. So, yeah, I would not want to be in that position at all. So that's why it's so important that we are here learning the truth and in the fight on the side of the Lord. Okay, Colleen, 24.
Do you think the modern church will be exposed and ashamed that the leaders missed Armageddon and led the people astray, and the people listened to preachers instead of listening to Christ and the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, I think.
So yes. I put that, yes, that the deep state will be exposed. But when I think of the people in the church, like, I know they've dumbed us down and deceived people through chemtrails and so many things. So I think a lot of people are just, the blinders are going to come off. I don't blame many of them. I mean, some, of course, probably didn't research, but people are busy. They're making them work two jobs, and people just don't have the time. So I have compassion on those people that aren't awake.
I do too. But the danger still is out there for them, that if they buy into, for example, taking the jab, they have to pay the consequences for not listening to the Lord on these types of things and searching and just blindly following the blind guides. They fall into a pit. That's what the Lord says will happen. So, but I think that the leaders of the church will be exposed that they did this. And people are saying this already now, don't you think? Like when they said you have to wear a mask, we're shutting down the church, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then they'll realize that they misled the people, and that and that the people listened to someone, you know, without really thinking and really without asking. The point is that they're listening to preachers instead of listening to Christ and the Holy Spirit. That's the problem. That's the problem. And so you guys, I'm so glad you guys are here with me on the Freedom Force Battalion, but always listen to the Holy Spirit and to Christ and his word. And I may be wrong on some things. So listen to him and he will guide you into all truth. I'm not. I can't. All right. I'm so glad to be able to open the word, but I'm not the Holy Spirit. All right. So number 25, Tammy. Your volume is down, honey buns.
Okay. Am I there?
Now you're here.
Okay. Read Revelation 16:16 through 20. Describe in your own words what this passage depicts. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunder and lightning, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nation fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine with the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail of all heaven, every stone of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. I had background noise.
You're great. We couldn't hear it. We couldn't hear it. So
oh,
that's
good.
Yeah, that's Revelation 16:16 through 20. That's perfect. Thank you so much. So remember always when you're listening to this, that this is not some indiscriminate that God's doing lightnings and thunders on all of humanity. This is against the New World Order criminal cabal, the demonic, satanic criminal cabal. Okay. Have you noticed how President Trump keeps talking about cabal lately? Interesting. All right, so they're in this final battle. And it's this final bowl, the seventh bowl gets tossed in the air. And it's like, this is it. It's finished. Done. No more chances. No more nothing. This is it. And they're exposed and they're brought to judgment. That's what this is all about. Anybody else have a thing that they wanted to add from their what they had written down?
I wrote down, this is the big wow that everybody will be shaken to their very core, and understanding will be there. And there's nothing more that needs to be said. I love the word "it is done," because nothing else needs to be said. It is finished. It is done. And God is in
wrap
control.
It up. Yeah, exactly. Wrap it up. It's a wrap. Yep. Great earthquake. The whole thing, the whole house of cards crashes. This whole demonic mountain crashes into the sea. This whole pyramid of evil crashes, and they no longer, and it's divided into three parts, as I think goes along with what Tess was talking about, those three parts: the Vatican, the City of London financial system, and the DC Washington military. All that has ruled with an iron fist all crumbles. And it's, and they blaspheme the Lord because they realize that everything they built up for so long is gone. So I think we talked about this a little bit. 26. Where is Armageddon?
Wherever the evildoers are, right? Where we
wherever the battle is.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Whole earth.
On the internet. We're all over.
Yep. That's where we're fighting this battle of Armageddon. Exactly. Number 27, whose turn is it? Deb, is that your turn?
A voice from the temple shouts, "It is done." What voice do you think that is? Well, I think it's Jesus.
But I do too. Because he said it on the cross, "It is finished." That job was finished. Now this job is finished.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
And by being done, we said, "What? It's finished. It's over. It there's no more that needs to be said."
And there's no more that they're gone. He says in, I don't know where, it says, "You will look for your enemies and you will not be able to find them." Yay. That they'll be done. They'll be gone. And we can have, I can't even imagine, you guys. Can you imagine, y'all, peace on earth, health, mental health, no more disease, no more all this struggle that we've had, no more just on and on and on. Beautiful. Actually,
so wonder if we'll remember the struggle.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a good thing, because we'll have to write books about it and monuments about it, because we don't ever want to fall into this ever again. Oh yeah. But Elon and President Trump were talking about these amazing cities. Did y'all hear that when he was on the Trump on X?
Yeah.
These cities, these underground tunnels that'll get you to a big city in 2 hours underground, like bullet trains. All just really cool. They were really giving us a vision, an inspiring vision of our future. I really appreciated that. It's awesome. All right, number 28. I'm sorry, 29. Okay, I think they did. Okay, you did 27 and 28 are very similar, aren't they? Okay, that was the voice. And what does it mean? It's done. Okay, so you answered both. All right. So 29, Tess.
What is the earthquake that the great city was divided city into three parts? Revelation 16:19.
I think I kind of answered that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the how the cabal has used three, there's a three tripartite evil to which is the Vatican is the spiritual, the City of London is the financial, and DC is the military, and they use all of that to control humanity, and so all that gets divided and crumbles. All right, question number 30. Go ahead and do 30, Tess.
What might the islands and mountains symbolize?
In verse 20. Okay.
I'm thinking like from the smallest of them to the greatest of them, like
Yep.
whether Satan, the demons, their follower, it goes all the way.
Right. Then they're not found. You will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. Very good. I agree with you on that. Okay. Question 31, Miss Colleen.
What might the hail represent that causes the evildoers to curse God?
Okay. Verse 20, right there, the evildoers. Okay. 21.
Yeah, I put that they're being crushed like the grapes of wrath under God's judgment. I think
Amen.
that's what he had it in the book. So,
Amen.
total crushing.
Amen. Yeah. And when that door slams shut in that prison cell, they're going to be so big mad. Yay. Yeah. And they can do that, but they just won't be able to harm people anymore. Praise the Lord. All right. Everybody, summarize this chapter in your own words and let's take this opportunity to give the Lord praise for his great rescue of humanity. Does something jump out at you in this passage that you're like, okay, well, that makes sense now, or something like that that you want to shout out?
I can read my summary.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
No, I
Tammy.
just said it's time for the evil ones to pay. It will be swift, it will be thorough, and it will leave no doubt for anyone as to what has happened. They are gone.
Amen.
That's my
Amen.
word. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it.
I just summarized with basically rejoicing. God is holy. He is just. His works are perfect. His timing is perfect. And I just give him praise for what he is doing now, and that we will be able here to see it, that we are blessed
We
in
are.
this time to be here and to see what his is happening.
Amen. I agree with that. We are. Think of that when the going gets tough, when they come up with some little junk from the news, and remember they're from the pits of hell, spewing lies from in their anger from the pits of hell. Okay, whenever you hear all this kind of stuff, and you're like, "What is going on? Can I even believe anything that they're saying?" Just always remember what Debbie just said, that we are so blessed to see this day. Remember, it's the destruction, judgments being poured out on the beast.
Holy, holy, holy
Amen.
is
Amen.
the Lord God Almighty.
And only he can do it. It's just what's so wonderful. Anything else? Anybody else had a point that they wanted to shout out before we finish?
I was just going to say, growing up in church and hearing about God's miracles and stuff, I always thought as a kid and even as a young adult, how cool would it have been to have been back in that time to see the miracles that was performed, never thinking that I was actually going to get to experience that now. And so that is something that makes this even more exciting, is to think
Yeah.
that I always wanted to be a part of those miracles, and finally we are actually going to be a part of it. It's going to be biblical and it's going to be amazing.
Right. Exactly. We're going to see the big finale, the big
Yeah.
earthquake. Yeah, it's coming. It must be coming fairly soon. So yeah, and so everybody, keep your oil in your lamp. Keep it burning, 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 like the little kid song says. And remember to watch. He says, people say, oh, you'll not know. He said to watch, unless you walk naked and see, and they see his shame. You know, let's watch for him. He says, otherwise I'll come on you an hour when you don't expect. So let's watch for him. Okay. And ask the Lord, ask him. He says, ask and you'll receive. And keep your, you know, as it says here in Matthew 25 about the wise virgins, you know, the way that we hear from him is to just continually seek his face and to keep what they call short accounts with the Lord. Make sure that everything is square between you and him. And there's no, what do they call it? No daylight between the two of you, right? Keep close with him. He loves you. He's proven that on the cross. And just trust him. And, you know, don't be afraid. Trust him. He's going to take care of your needs. He's always provided. It hasn't always been the way that we wanted it to be, right? But trust that he's got a perfect plan for each one of us. And also, don't forget this wonderful point somewhere that was in our study today, that he has promised that, you know, that we will rule and reign with him. And that he has awakened you for that reason. And you are proving yourself to be faithful. And his eye's not seen, and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. He's got great, great plans for each one of us. All right. Would anyone like to lift us up in prayer before we go?
Well, I wanted to read a verse. Can I read a verse?
Please. Yes, of course.
So, you know, when it talked about celebrating and singing, so it's from Revelations 21:4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, yes, and death shall be no more. Yes. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Now that's something to sing about.
Amen.
I have a nice summer.
That is so true. That is so true. That just, I can't wait for that day to happen. And we're going to go a long way into getting there when we get into the millennial kingdom. You know, there'll still be death in during the millennial kingdom. And, you know, one day he will wipe that completely, you know, wipe out death, but we're going to live long, healthy, peaceful lives. We won't even know how to act. We really won't. We're really like, we're so used to we're not having another war. You mean there's not some other, you know, baloney coming out and some kind of thing that you're like, that doesn't make sense. Oh, I just can't even wait. I cannot even wait. We're going to see it.
No division. Everybody's unified.
I can't even wait. Oh, I can't even wait. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. That's a lot. That's a lot of knowledge of the Lord. Think of how the oceans fill the sea. All right. Would someone like to pray, or you want me to? Don't all jump in at once. Okay. All right, I'll do it. Okay. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. As Debbie was saying, we praise you that you are the King of the world. We thank you that you are going to do everything you've promised, and that we're going to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth. And we're just so blessed to live in this day. Again, we thank you that you've revealed this to us, and that we see it with our eyes, that judgment is fallen on them because we don't believe their lies anymore. Their assets are being seized. Everything that's happening, this is exposing them with the scorching sun, and that they're also having their power removed, their seat of power. We thank you and praise you, and that there's going to be this big old earthquake where they're going to be brought to judgment. We trust you, and we're waiting on your perfect timing for all of that. We're in it to win it, Lord, however long it takes. Just continue to keep our oil and our lamps burning bright so that we hear from you clearly what you want us to do on every step of the way. And you, just like you always have, there's no fear, because we know that you are with us and you will never leave us. We pray this all in your great name, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, girls. I love you so much. All right. I'm gonna stop the recording real quick, and then y'all just hang on tight real quick. So I love you guys. I'm so glad you were here. Thank you so much for jumping in here and studying. You know, this is the Lord's charge for you to learn about this. This is number 19. So stay tuned. We'll get ready for number 20, and we're gonna put it all together, and then you can help to share it with others. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And I will talk to you later.
Love ya.
Bye, everybody.